Time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, I know what we're going to talk about this morning. I was over in Appleton yesterday, and you have some construction out in front of the library there.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's all going to be wonderful when it's done. But until then, there is definitely going to be some things that everyone will have to think about. Number one is we are closing our north entrance starting today,
okay,
which is Tuesday. Yes, we are closing it because they're ripping the road up in front of us, and the sidewalk is going and everything. So it's just not safe for people to use. And I'm bummed because that's usually the door I come in every single day. But we want people to be safe. So everyone should start using the entrance that is on Haven now instead of the entrance on Rooney, because Rooney is getting a makeover.
A major facelift there.
Yeah, I mean, a major makeover. It's incredible what is going to happen to Rooney. So
yeah. It's going to be nice when they get it done, though.
Oh, it will be wonderful. I mean, I live on Schliemann, and Schliemann was done last year, and wow, what a fabulous street we have now. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, you see the progress, you understand it. It's just going to be a hiccup right now for us until, I believe, October is what they're saying. So everyone should just use the east entrance on Haven. It's a nice, beautiful entrance. You'll come into the library, and it will all be wonderful.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, a little change there for a while then, huh?
Yeah, just for a little while. Yeah. Like I said, it's just a hiccup for a bit, and it's just best to use that entrance. And parking is going to be a little more difficult, too, but we're going to make it work.
Okay, good. All right. Well, besides the construction there, what's happening at the Appleton Public Library?
Well, this week, we have a couple of different things. On May 7th at 3:30, we have a straw painting take and make for the after-school crowd. Also, this week is our Mother's Day. The Friends Group have been putting together a Mother's Day geranium fundraiser. And so the pickup dates for the geraniums are Thursday, May 8th from 3 to 6, and May 9th from noon to 4 p.m. And we do have a couple more of those left in case anyone's interested in purchasing them. Next week, on Tuesday, we have our Mosaic Garden Stake program for adults. Miss Georgia is playing laser tag after school with the kids on May 14th, which is Wednesday. Prairie 5 with Laura Thomas will be here on Thursday the 15th. And we're still looking forward to summer sign-up for the children and teens on the 19th. That's early registration for our summer reading program for children and teens. We have two separate programs for them. If you've got the teen and in your age, then you're definitely going to do the scratch-off teen program, which is super fun. You're just an instant winner when you participate in that. And then the summer reading program for 0 to 12. Anyway, we have our showcases full of possible prizes that you could win if you participate in that. So stop on down to the Appleton Library and check all that out. And then we've got lots of other Wednesday programs. We've got a weather program. We're playing bingo. Our book club is meeting this month. We will be closed on Monday the 26th. And write this down in your calendars. We have Climb Theater that's going to be here on Wednesday, June 4th at 3:30, and they are going to be performing Tortoise and Hare, a rematch, and they always involve the kids that are in the audience, so you're going to want to attend so you can be a part of that event as well.
Hmm.
So lots of fun, exciting things happening here at the Appleton Library.
That's right. You do a great job of organizing all that too, Cindy.
I do the best I can. Yeah. And we have lots of just super fun things that are going to be going on this summer. We have a few events for some adults, too, that are looking for a couple projects and things. Very casual, so you'll have to keep your eye open once we announce our June lineup and schedule.
Okay. Yeah, and you got your newsletter was out last week, too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep, the newsletter came out, and I'm telling you, May 1st was just crazy. The phone was ringing. We filled our adult class up. In fact, we had like 12 people on the wait list. And so I appealed, and now we're going to have two classes. So that is pretty wonderful. And we were able to take all the people that were on the wait list and put them on a list.
Okay.
So that is super exciting to be able to do that for our adults as well. So
okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, should we move into what are people reading in May?
Yeah, there are a few new things out there. There's in hardcover fiction, there's A Great Big Beautiful Life by Emily Henry. A writer looking for her big break competes against a Pulitzer Prize winner to tell the story of an octogenarian and a storied past. And so that's one item that is new. Another is Anne Hillerman has a new book out. It's the 10th book in the Leaphorn, Chi, and Manuelito series. It's a scheme exploiting indigenous people intersecting with other investigations. Also new in nonfiction is Matriarch by Tina Knowles and Kevin Carr O'Leary. It's the businesswoman who is the mother of Beyonce and Solange, traces her life's journey. So I guess if your kids are famous, you get to write a book. Also new is Notes to John by Joan Didion, who passed away. But what they did is they discovered after her death that she had written to her husband, John Gregory Dunn, of her psychiatric sessions. Now, would you want that published, Paul? If you had psychiatric sessions?
No, I have not.
It should be an interesting read, though, for anyone that's interested.
For sure.
So, yeah, that's something new that's coming out. Also, America, America by Greg Grandin. It's a Pulitzer Prize-winning historian. Reevaluates the development of the identities of North and South America. And then also new in nonfiction is Accidentally on Purpose by Kristen Kish and Steph Ferrari. The chef and TV host recounts experiences with unexpected outcomes that she has encountered. So if you have a favorite author or are looking for a book recommendation, stop on down and visit us at the Appleton Library. We love to recommend different books for people.
All right, real good, Cindy. Well, where are you located again? Maybe tell our listeners a little bit about the change in around with the construction around there again.
Well, now we are located at 50 East Rooney. That is our official address on Google Maps. That is where we are located. It's just that make sure that you maybe look at parking on Haven, because that is where our entrance is going to be for you to come into the library because of the road construction. Keep that in mind. It's just around the corner from Rooney, so it's not too inconvenient anyway. And so stop and down and visit us because it's a fun place, Paul.
It is, with a lot of activity, that's for sure, Cindy.
I hope so, and I hope all of it's not just construction.
Just think how nice it'll be, though, when it's done.
Yep, it'll be fabulous when it's done. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying make sure you come visit us because we love company.
There you go. All right, Cindy, thank you, and have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds fabulous. You have a great week, too, Paul.
Yep. Cindy Hendricks. Cindy's the head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library.